Matthew 25, 14. And I'm not going to read all of this. I'll paraphrase parts of it, but for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants to deliver his goods to them. And to the one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who received 2 gained 2 more also. And he who received 1 dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. I'm going to stop right there and paraphrase the rest. The Lord came back and he rewarded the one who gained the 5 and got 10 talents total. And he praised the one that he gave 2 and earned 2 more and had 4 talents. And the one that dug it, that talent in the ground and hid it in an attempt to preserve it, so that he could give it back in the same condition that it was. But I don't know if you ever put anything in the ground, but most of the things you're putting in the ground are going to rot. You'll catch that on the way home. So what I want to say according to these scriptures is, don't let the ministry or let your contributions to the kingdom decrease. Don't go and hide away thinking that you're just going to get by, but endeavor to be the one like with the 5 talents and cause it to double, or the one with the 2 talents and cause it to double. Whatever it is that you have to bring to the services, whether you're inviting somebody, if you're singing, or if you're playing an instrument, or you're doing words of encouragement, or you're doing the offering, or whatever it is, doing an announcement, whatever it is that you're contributing to the service, don't endeavor to hide it away. I understand the tendency to, or the proclivity to, become weary in doing a task for an extended period of time, and it becomes, you just do it over and over and over again. But for where we're going, we need excellence. And we need participation. Woo, glory be to God. So, he says I can shift gears now. You know? I've been kind of excited because I was, okay. I told this story last time I was up to speak. And the purpose of the story that time was to just give the idea of repetition is a good thing. The purpose for the story this time is a little different. So I'm going to give a brief reprisal of it for those who may not have heard. Back in roughly 2002, maybe 2003, might have been 2001, somewhere in that area. I was in college, junior college at ICC, and I had the opportunity to be a camp counselor for 2 of those years that I was there. And one particular year, I was assigned to be the assistant to one of the band directors. This particular band director was over a trumpet ensemble. It was all a whole group of, I don't know, maybe 30, maybe 40 trumpets. It's very interesting to hear that sound when you normally used to hear in a full band ensemble, to hear just one instrument type. It's very interesting. But anyway, I digress. The director was having trouble with some of the younger students they were playing. For those who may or might know music in the band, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times it's divided into parts. You have one group of instruments playing two or three or maybe sometimes four different parts in order to create a melody. And the younger ones are assigned the third part, and they were having a little trouble. And so after he struggled with it for two, maybe 3 days, he finally asked for my help. And I know now that it was wisdom from God how to solve the problem. But as he was going over and over it, I was just thinking to myself, just use me, just use me. I already knew what the answer was. I knew how to solve it. I knew what needed to be done. And so to kind of make a long story short, he finally asked me, can you just do something with him? Because I don't think he was expecting much because he had such a hard time. So I took them back and I gave them some instructions. I took that part that they were having trouble with and I broke it down. I said, all right, for the first part, I don't want you to worry about the melody. Ignore the melody. We're going to play whole notes. Just play the notes that are on the page. And so we went through that and we did that. And so, okay, all right, now forget the notes. I want you to play the melody. We're going to play whatever note it was, a G, whatever it was. We're going to play the trumpet G. And we just played that one note, but we played the melody. I said, all right, we got that. So I went back and said, all right, so we're not even going to put the whole thing together. We're going to break it down to measures. We're going to take like two measures, and we're going to play the whole thing, and we're going to put it together. And we're going to take the next two measures. We're going to take that, and we're going to get that, and we'll match that. We'll take the next part. And then once we get all that, we're going to play it through real slow and real easy, and then we'll speed it up. And so I just went over it and over it and over it, and until I was able to refine it to the place where they went out not being able to play. And after maybe 30, 40 minutes, however long it was, it might have been an hour, it's been 20 years, so I don't exactly remember, they came out being able to play it, I wouldn't say flawlessly, but in an adequate manner that was pleasing to the ears, in a way that was far superior to the way that they went in.